You reach emergency roadside assistance. My name is Shanice, supervisor speaking. How can I help today?
Hey, hello there. My name is Patrick. I'm a Mercury insurance agent. Just calling regarding a client of ours that's currently in the process of waiting on the roadside since last night for their motorhome.
If I
give you a policy number, are you able to look it up by any chance?
I can look it up, the ticket from last night, using the customer's phone number that they provided as callback number.
Let's try the phone number, 951. Let me see which number he would have used. One moment. Would have most likely been the 545-7738.
I'm sorry, 951.
545-7738.
Okay, let me look it up and see what we find.
Okay.
Oh, nothing coming up with that number.
Okay, let me give you the wife's number. It might be that one. It's a 951 area code. 764-1909.
Okay, let me try that one. All right, and what's the first and last name?
The policy would be under Alicia Goss or Greg Goss.
Okay, so I found the service request. A lot of notes. Right, so I don't see a provider assigned to it, but I can definitely get a provider. And I see the customer did not opt into mobile text alerts, so the customer will receive a phone call once the provider is found. And that phone call will let them know the name of the company and the estimated time of arrival.
Yeah. If we can do that, I mean, is there a provider available? I think that's why they've been having a hard time. Or is there a reason why they haven't gotten a provider yet?
Looking at the notes on the ticket, we started off trying to use the local providers, of course, first, but no one was available. So then it went out of network, and they had to branch off to get someone, to try to get someone farther out. And there was only one price quote I see gotten. No, see two price quotes. They're a little up there. So, let's see. It's a lot of notes. I'm sorry.
No problem.
I see some $2,000 price quotes on here. So, I'm assuming that the agent was trying to find a better price quote, a lower price for the customer to be assisted with. So we can definitely, of course, start again trying to call the local people, because it would be quicker, of course, getting someone closer. And then if they are unavailable, then we'll have to branch out and start calling some people further out to assist the customer.
Okay. Yeah, is there any way to kind of restart that process and see if we can get them?
I can do it right
help.
Away as soon as
yeah.
Yeah, as soon as we're done, I can go ahead and get started.
Okay, and when should like the customer expect a phone call just so I could let them know?
It just depends on whether or not if the local people are available or not. But we like to quote 2 hours or less when we're giving out ETAs. But I really can't say for sure until I actually, you know, start calling around to see who's available and how soon, you know, we can get someone out.
Got it. And in the case they found, like, say, their own person to tow it, what is, like, the reimbursement amount? Like, how much can they be reimbursed up to? Do you have a dollar amount?
That is another department. That would be our customer service department for the reimbursement considerations.
Got it. Okay. But I'm assuming in this case, if they found somebody, they would reimburse them up to a certain amount, obviously.
Right.
But because you guys haven't been able to get somebody to them yet, right?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah, if we can just restart that process, let's try to see if we can get them helped. I know they've been waiting since last
Absolutely.
night, and thank you.
And
I'd
so I will
appreciate it
go
very
ahead
much.
and get started, and I'll give the customer call as soon as I find someone so I can let them know the estimated time of arrival and the company's name and phone number.
Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you. You have a nice day.
You as
Bye-bye.
well. Bye.